Seattle billionaire and Seahawks owner Paul Allen is in it to win it, not just the Super Bowl. I'm talking about a lawsuit against the Department of the Interior. Paul Allen is footing the bill for the suit, which targets coal leasing practices on federal lands. KUOW's EarthFix reporter Ashley Ahern explains.
40% of all U.S. coal is mined on federal lands. The Department of the Interior oversees the mining leases, but it does not take into account how burning coal contributes to global climate change. Paul Allen's lawsuit seeks to change that.
The Department of the Interior is not in compliance with the law.
That's Dune Ives. She's the director of philanthropy for Paul Allen. Allen is an avid diver who is worried about ocean acidification. But taking legal action wasn't at the top of his mind, Ives says.
I don't know that we ever went into this thinking that we'd file a lawsuit. We went into this project really trying to identify the most impactful way that we could reduce greenhouse gas emissions the most quickly.
The lawsuit pits Paul Allen against another well-known Seattleite, Sally Jewell. She was the CEO of REI before Obama put her in charge of the Department of the Interior. Jewell is listed as a defendant in the case. The agency wouldn't do an interview about the lawsuit, but last winter I went snowshoeing with Sally Jewell at Mount Rainier.
A little sunlight.
I asked her how she reconciles federal coal leases with the Obama administration's commitment to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Well, the president has made clear that you can't switch from a fossil fuel-based economy to a renewable energy-based economy overnight. So it is understanding that, but also standing up other forms of energy.
Secretary Jewell frequently talks up President Obama's commitment to tackling climate change. But the all-of-the-above energy policy that his administration has embraced doesn't always line up with its push to reduce CO2 emissions. Lisa Heinzerling is a professor at the Georgetown University School of Law.
What I would think the administration would not want is for one program, let's say coal leasing, to go so pell-mell in one direction that it undoes some of the administration's other activities.
Heinzerling says that Paul Allen's lawsuit is in line with Obama's climate goals.
I think the law is pretty clear that climate change is the kind of impact that agencies have to take into account. So in that respect, this lawsuit seems very well-founded.
As Paul Allen's Seahawks eye a second run at the Super Bowl, this lawsuit might be another fight to watch. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.